This is the Steve Scafidi Show.
And good morning, Wisconsin. It is Wednesday, April 8th. It is the day after the election. Did you get out and vote yesterday? Did you take care of it by absentee ballots? Or did you pre-vote? What'd that feel like? I watched a lot of coverage last night, and it looked strange and weird, and that's probably a common reaction from a lot of folks who actually went to the polls. I know this. Nationally, other states have said, you know what, let's put a pause on this. Let's postpone for now until we figure this this pandemic out. And for a lot of states, that was a fairly easy call. But you know Wisconsin? A lot of you have lived here for a long time. Nothing is easy when it comes to politics. And I bring Brian Fraley into the show. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Speaking of strange and weird, let's go to Brian Fraley on the phone. Thanks, Steve. Nice to meet you. Appreciate it.
You're neither strange nor weird, but you're very attuned to politics and elections in Wisconsin. Let's start with your general take on what happened yesterday.
The lines we saw yesterday start squarely at the office of Mayor Tom Barrett. I was very clear with you, Steve, that I didn't think the election should take place, that I thought the Republicans in the legislature and the Democratic governor should have gotten together and made that decision. I think we talked on the 17th as well, and I said they should do this, that they should get ahead of it. I understand the concerns. There were concerns because, unlike these other states, Wisconsin has municipal elections that day, and there's a concern about continuity of government at the county and local level. I understand that. I think they could have made adjustments in any bill that would have postponed the election 60 days, could have extended the terms or allowed people to be appointed on an interim basis. But that's gone. Okay, that was decided we were going to have the election. Madison had 66 polling locations, and they had more voters in person than Milwaukee did. And Milwaukee had 5, and that was a decision because they wanted the lines. And while I think the Republicans should have anticipated this theater and how it was going to play out and done what they could have to avoid this, this was on Neil Albrecht at the Elections Commission of Milwaukee and Mayor Tom Barrett, that they only had 5 sites that had between 3,577 voters and 3,914 voters at all of them. The fact that there were people waiting in line for an hour at Riverside High School after the polls closed to even get in and vote, that is on Tom Barrett. And if people are complaining, and there will be a ton of lawsuits about the racial disparities in terms of African Americans in the city of Milwaukee had to wait longer than Caucasians in the city of Brookfield. And the city of Brookfield only had 1 location, but it's a much smaller community. This is on Tom Barrett.
Talk to me, Brian, about the political calculation here. What's the political calculation then? If they decided to have 5 polling places, I guess the question is, why?
Well, most people think it was ridiculous that we had the election. We need visuals. It's not a policy decision. We need visuals. So we need people with a sign that says this is ridiculous. And hey, look at what's on the front page of the paper today. Look what was on all the cable networks yesterday. Someone standing in line at Washington High School, where my mom went to high school, holding a sign that says, this is ridiculous. And it was kind of ridiculous. And we can talk about whether we should do that or not. We need to now look at what are we going to do for the next election. And there are people on the left who are going to use their ideology and say we need 100% mail-in ballot with no voter ID and no witnesses, which is just a recipe for fraud. And then there are people on the right who say, well, even if we're in the middle of a pandemic in November, we should do nothing different. Both sides are wrong. We need a collaborative approach to this. And on this and several other issues, the right and the left need to work together because the general public, they don't want the rancor right now. You don't have to abandon your ideology, but you need to abandon your partisanship and the conflict theory of governing.
But hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We're joined by the president of Edge Messaging, Brian Fraley, also Republican strategist. The election yesterday, the aftermath today, more with Brian Fraley after this break right here on WTMJ.
More of the Steve Scafidi Show next on WTMJ.
What the heck happened in Wisconsin yesterday? We voted. and long lines in Milwaukee. Brian, going back to that point, we're joined by Edge Messaging President Brian Fraley. One of the factors, not politically, I guess, is the fact that Milwaukee's a hot zone. More cases than anywhere else. They had a significant decline in number of people that were going to be working at the polls. That might be a factor in that decision-making, no?
They also had 100 National Guard members working in Milwaukee County. Milwaukee, Dane, Brown, and Waukesha all had more than 100 National Guard members working there. And over 21,000 voted in person in Madison, 19,000 here in Milwaukee. And Madison had 66 locations. Milwaukee had 5. Look, Tom Barrett is a kind and decent human being. He's a guy that you would want to have as your neighbor. This is not personal. And I would, on the other hand, say the same thing about Robin Voss, someone I know very, very well. He is not the caricature that people want to make him out to be. He is not some evil, craven, I only care about myself, I don't care about others. He's not. He does have a big heart. He does have deep ties to the community where he was working as a poll worker yesterday. What people need to do is they need to set aside their how can we take advantage of this politically instincts. Everybody needs to. They need to follow the Tommy Thompson model. In fact, I think they need to ask and listen to Tommy Thompson's advice about how to handle this. Tommy Thompson should be in direct communication with Governor Evers every single day to handle the policy aspect of how to handle the public health crisis. No one in the state of Wisconsin has more experience than the former National DHS Secretary Tommy Thompson. He also has experience governing the state, and he has experience leading the Republican Party. So the Republicans should also be turning to Tommy, not just for policy, but for overall direction. He understands how you have to communicate with the public, how you have to be transparent, and how you have to show empathy. Because you can't just try to be strategic in a time where people are looking for collaboration. So if you do what you think is the right thing, and you come out with just straight-line partisan votes right now, there's a problem. It is a problem because the policy solution will not be accepted by the public. You need to dial down the rancor. I'm not saying abandon your ideology, but you need to work together. Now, as I understand it, the Assembly is going to meet tomorrow. The Senate is going to meet on Friday to deal with the first responses to this COVID-19, the federal package, how to spend it, and what the state is going to do. They need to be transparent. They need to be clear, and they need to be collaborative. They need to work and compromise to get bipartisan votes. They have to do
Brian,
it.
You and
it comes
I,
out,
Brian, you and I both have said this over and over again. We've said this over and over again. There needs to be cooperation. There needs to be, in some cases, compromise. Not always, but there needs to be a willingness to work across the aisle with each other. Instead, what we've seen in the last few months is the back and forth that's really been a part of Wisconsin politics for quite a while. Is there any indication in your mind that anything's going to change as we have these meetings this week, or as we start to think about, I can't even imagine this, what this is going to look like at this moment, election in November, still potentially in the midst of a coronavirus pandemic, again, not knowing what the future is going to hold on that regard. Is there any optimism there for in your mind?
I don't know, but I will tell you that the political figures that do collaborate will be rewarded at the ballot box, and they will be rewarded in the court of public opinion. And it's never too late. It's never too late to talk to your adversaries. It's never too late to work. I think the East Wing needs to do a better job of understanding that the Wisconsin State Legislature is a co-equal branch, and they should reach out and talk to them daily. If Governor Evers has calls with his cabinet every day, which I'm assuming he does, he should have calls with legislative leadership, not staff to staff, but governor to leaders every single day. Here are the latest numbers. Here's what we're doing. Here's what we see on the horizon. And that's my final piece of unsolicited advice would be that leaders at all levels of government, we have a crisis and there are things that happen on a day-to-day basis that need to be addressed, but you have to look beyond 6 feet away from you. You have to look at the horizon. You have to anticipate what's going on, which is why when we talked on March 17th, Steve. I said, you need to anticipate this April 7th election, and you have to figure out how it's not going to happen. So we had what I believe is a debacle yesterday, but that's gone. We can analyze it, which we have. We can talk about things going forward, you know, going backwards, but it can't be retrospective. We need prospective, collaborative leadership at all levels. And I know that these individuals involved, from Mayor Barrett to Speaker Voss to Governor Evers, I know they have it in them to do it. It's just a matter of who are they going to listen to? Are they going to listen to the you know, little devil on the shoulder saying, this is an opportunity, this is an opportunity, we can press our leverage here? Or are they going to listen to their better angels of their nature that I know they all have to say, you know what, I'm confident that if we do the right thing, we will be rewarded in the end, and that our ideology is such that we're strong enough, we have a strong enough political thing that when it comes time for the politics, when it comes time for the campaigning in a few months, we'll get at it, we can press our advantage. But right now, the people of Wisconsin need us to work together.
We're joined by Brian Fraley, president of Edge Messaging, Republican strategist as well, and a keen observer of elections and politics in Wisconsin. Let's talk about what happened yesterday. We don't know the winners, we don't know the losers, but we do know in some ways the vote totals, an unprecedented absentee ballots count yesterday, and those all have to be processed.
And more will come in, because if they were posted yesterday, they get counted. So we will know the final count by 4 o'clock on Monday the 13th. You should anticipate, just in general, back of the envelope, that 75% of all the absentee ballots that were sent out will get returned. That figure will be within a point or two of that figure.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea what you think yesterday's results will look like? I know it's all conjecture, but given the turnouts, given the absentee ballots, what do you think the Supreme Court race might look like? Milwaukee County Executive, Milwaukee Mayor, maybe some of the other races.
Well, let me take the cheap out here, Steve, and say they'll be close. Because Wisconsin is just right. We're the home of the 49-51 elections.
Right.
So I believe it'll be close, and that's part of the reason why there was this jockeying or political game of chicken about what to do with the timing of the election, which is very unfortunate. You know, I do feel bad for the people who were running too, denied the opportunity to actually get out and meet the voters, denied the opportunity to attend fundraisers and gain support and run an effective campaign. Everyone is adjusting to how to deal. You know, you're sitting at home with a four-week-old growth of beard doing a radio show. Well, some people who are running for office would have loved to have had a nice party last night to thank their supporters, whether they won or lost. They would like to be able to give a rousing victory speech and get, you know, the PR attention and the boost that they want. It's a new normal for all of us. We're going to have to adjust. As far as what the results are, it's going to be very weird. We're going to find out Monday night, and then Tuesday will be like, oh, yeah, remember that election we had a week ago? And one thing that all of us know here, right, is that a week's worth of news seems like 6 months now, because so much is happening. Right. And it's going to be a week of terrible numbers in terms of COVID caseload and death here in Wisconsin. So it's going to be very heavy, and it's going to be like, oh, yeah, okay, so-and-so won. Big deal.
He is Brian Fraley. He is not running for governor, although one of the texters, Brian, said they would vote for you right now, if that means anything to you.
Well, day drinking is very common now in the courts.
Especially in Wisconsin. All right, take a quick break. I want to ask Brian about the legal elements, the lawsuit side of this whole thing, what we might expect after the results get released next week. We'll do that after the break right here on WTMJ.
More of the Steve Scafidi Show next on Wisconsin's radio station, WTMJ.
A couple minutes left with the president of Edge Messaging, Brian Fraley, also Republican strategist. Brian, there will be lawsuits. Where would you expect to see those, and what might they look like?
Well, I think they will look like if, let's say, Kelly wins narrowly, Justice Kelly wins narrowly, I would look for not Karofsky, his opponent, but a third-party group. Let's say, oh, I don't know, Eric Holder's group. To get
very vocal in Wisconsin elections, yes.
Right. To get a couple of dozen voters from Green Bay, and the mayor up there also played cute with the polling sites. To get voters from Green Bay and Milwaukee who say that they were afraid to go vote. And how do you prove that they weren't afraid to go vote? Because of the long lines, and therefore they were denied access to the polls. And, you know, you get a half dozen people or a dozen people or two dozen people to file, could be civil rights lawsuits or whatever, to have the results of the election thrown out. In part because this is not just about Wisconsin for national group. I mean, I'm trying to be optimistic, right, saying we need to work together, but I'm not. I'm also not naive. Wisconsin is a test case for what's happening nationally, and there are a lot of groups that want to basically take away any kind of state control over elections, any kind of voter integrity, any kind of voter ID law, any kind of waiting period, any kind of voter registration restrictions. And so they will use this as an opportunity to further those, and they can't get policy relief in the legislature and in Congress, so they're going to search for activist courts to do that. So I would expect that if candidates on the left lose narrowly, there will be lawsuits. If candidates on the right lose, I don't know that there will be suits based on polling locations and everything else, but there could be complaints based on how the absentee votes were counted or when they were accepted.
Or even not received.
Right, because we don't know how the clerks are acting, because the general oversight of these elections is harder because there aren't as many observers. I also believe that the lawsuits will be unsuccessful, but that they will be successful in undermining the legitimacy of the election, which was another reason why I thought they shouldn't have gone forward with it.
Good stuff as always. Brian Fraley, president of Edge Messaging. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
Thanks, Steve. Be well.